Tough times. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The economy is sour, and the U.S. Postal Service is among the businesses taking a hit. Mail volume is on track to be down 9 billion pieces. In the third quarter of its fiscal year, the USPS lost $1.1 billion, and for the first time, the agency is talking about layoffs. Some of the reasons have nothing to do with the current fiscal crisis. Americans just don't write that many letters anymore and are paying more and more bills online. That's cutting the volume of first-class mail, one of the more profitable types of mail. And the big jump in gas prices also put a crimp in the postal budget. Prices may be down now, but the delivery vans and trucks still cost much more to operate. All this is going to affect the Postal Service's customers, including stamp collectors and those who just like interesting stamps on their mail. There will be a rate increase next year, of course. Right now, the rate of inflation is over 5%, so you can figure at least a 2-cent and possibly 3-cent hike in the cost of mailing a letter. Window hours are going to be cut, and the Postal Service is reducing the stamps it produces, both in the number of different issues and the quantities of each. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.